with the invasion from the UK and then on to America and Canada, and we're going to play a little bit of each of them. So we're also going to remind you that we are coming up to fundraising week at CKUW. It's coming up from February 7th to 21st, and we'll be asking you to keep our community radio alive and pledge some money to the station. So go to Fund Drive to donate in advance, and we'll provide more details through the show today and in the coming weeks. And the Fund Drive time is February 7th to 21st, so keep that marked on your calendar. Anyway, as I say, we're going to start the show with an introduction that needs no introduction, the band that always introduces the show, and they are called...
Fasten your seatbelt!
That was a quick introduction by the band, and to remind you, you should fasten your seatbelts for this next hour of music. We're going to start today with a band called The Damned, and The Damned are an English punk rock band, initially formed in 1978, and they continue to perform and write and reunite. Aside from their punk credentials, they've also formed as a goth band. So we'll listen to their tune today. This is called the song that we're going to listen to today is called Wait for the Blackout. Sorry, Wait for the Blackout is the tune, and it is ready to be queued up right now. We'll listen to The Damned and Wait for the Blackout.
No.
And that's The Damned. One of the first bands across the ocean who came to conquer America, and they certainly did make an impact as other bands in the United States followed through with the punk sound. So we're going to listen to an American band that certainly arrived on the scene around the same time, inspired by the antics in England. So we're going to listen to a band called the New York Dolls. They were only around the scene for a few years, from the early 70s, and then reunited briefly in 2000. But many of the original members have passed away. The only one remaining is the lead singer, David Johansen, who is, of course, quite a personality in his own right. And so we're going to check them out and listen to their song. It's called Human Being. Let's listen to that song. They certainly have a lot of interesting lyrics, and the sound is unmistakable, so you'll enjoy this, I think.
Go ahead now, try to find a ball. Don't be what I ain't.
That's the New York Dolls with Human Being, and they're certainly a lively bunch and well established in right among the rock royalty and in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I believe, too, and well deserved. Our next band is a Canadian band, and they were quick to get in on the action, too, and in fact, they continue to perform and record to this day. They're from Vancouver. And their leader is a gentleman by the name of Joey Shithead. They've outlived all their colleagues, and Joey remains a significant player in the Vancouver scene and also has taken a shot at politics, I believe. But they're going to play a tune for you right now, a couple of tunes, actually. One is I Live in a Car, which is a true story about Vancouver, I'm sure. And the other one is a classic song, The Times They Are a-Changin'. So let's listen to their song, to their tunes, and it is DOA from Vancouver.
My
And that's Vancouver's DOA with their tune "I Live in a Car." It's an older song from their past catalog, but they have been able to predict the future. If you've been out to Vancouver recently, there are in fact a lot of folks living in cars, and I think that's one of the issues that the punk groups bring forward, is these are social issues and problems that maybe some of the other bands have overlooked or don't think their audience will be receptive. But certainly they are, and bands like the ones we're playing today, the Dam, the New York Dolls, and now DOA, they're really talking about important issues. So we're going to listen to some more. We're going to go back to DOA, one of my favorites, and going to listen to a song called, it's a classic song, but here's their interpretation. This is DOA with "The Times They Are Changing." Classic song, "The Times They Are Changing," as interpreted by DOA, and a great song and a great band. Anyway, I just want to interrupt the regular programming here for a moment and just ask you to mark your calendar, because CKUW's Fund Drive Week is coming up soon, February 7th to the 21st. So you want to visit the Fund Drive, ckuw.ca, to review all of the great incentives we've got in store and to make a plan to donate. We're excited to be a part of Fund Drive 2025 and look forward to another strong response from our listeners who have always come forward to keep CKUW on the air and a viable enterprise. So mark that, the 7th to the 21st, and we'll look forward to hearing from you and calling our donation line once that gets set up. Anyway, back to the music, and another band we're going to take a listen to is a British band. They are called the Manic Street Preachers, and certainly a band that you may know of. We certainly do and enjoy the band on the program, so we're going to listen to the Manic Street Preachers and listen to a song called Yes.
You can buy her. You can buy her. This one's here. This one's here. This one's here. And this one's here. Everything's for sale.
Yeah.
that is the Manic, or are the Manic Street Preachers. Despite the loss of one member, they continue to perform and write new music and continue to deliver important messages. So I hope you enjoyed that one. Our next band is an American punk band, Social Distortion. They're a long-running California-based band led by a guy named Mike Ness. And he certainly writes his music with reflecting on his younger days, mistakes made. And he's just finished a battle with throat cancer and seems to have come through well and was on hand in Winnipeg singing in this past September with his band Social Distortion. So this is one of their tunes that is certainly popular. It's called Bad Luck.
Bad, bad luck.
And that was a social distortion with bad luck. They've had it through their lives. Anyway, the next band, Against Me, is a American punk rock band formed in 1997 in Florida, and was led by a singer named Laura Jane Grace. In 2012, she came out as a trans woman, and the band continued for a while, but then went on hiatus, and I haven't heard anything further from them. But they've got a great sound and compelling lyrics, so I hope you can appreciate the next tune we're going to play here. It's called I Was a Teenage Anarchist. That's Against Me and their tune, True Transsoul Rebel. Certainly another punk voice identifying an issue, and one that's certainly got a lot of traction today. And it's to bands like this and others, of course, that have brought this issue to the forefront. And we're all better for it. So lots of great messages in these from these punk bands. The next band is called Anti-Flag. They were formed in 1988, and they're particularly known for their political activism. They've influenced their influences. Have had effect on From the Clash and the Smashing Pumpkins. Unfortunately, this band is on hiatus as well, against some charges against their lead singer, so that's very unfortunate. But they are certainly a force to be reckoned with, and we hope you'll enjoy this tune. So the band is Anti-Flag, and the song is called Die for the Government.
You gotta die, for your government! Die for your country, that shit! You gotta die, gotta die for your government! Die for your country, that shit!
The source of a sickness, but don't believe what they say, because the government is lying. They've done it before, and don't you know they'll do it again. A secret test, government built virus, government test group, go put up out.
That was Anti-Flag, Die for the Government. Given the situation in many countries, you can see that that's maybe a real possibility. Anyway, let's move on to a more positive approach and talk about a band called the New Model Army, who will play the next couple of tunes for you. Also remind you, too, just before we play some more music, is to remind you that it's the time of year where CKUW's fund drive starts, and it starts on February the 7th this year. Your donations really make a difference, and please consider pledging for the benefit of your community station, which operates around the clock every day of the year, bringing you the community-focused radio that you love. So go to funddriveckuw.ca to donate in advance, but over the next couple of weeks, you'll certainly be hearing more requests for support. And look forward to that forthcoming. and the generous support of the CKUW listeners. So we can always count on you and on them, and hope to hear from you when Fun Drive Week begins next week. Anyway, back to music. And a band that's a favorite of mine, but hopefully becomes one of yours. This is a band called the New Model Army, and the song is called A Bad Old World. Justin Sullivan and the New Model Army playing for you there about the bad old world. And I'm going to talk about, I'm going to just present another song from the band called Here Comes the War. And although a little bit of a downer, and we'll play one more for you that'll hopefully cheer you up. But this song is talking about the past, but it's also talking about the present. So, hope you enjoy the song. It's called Here Comes the War.
Listen. to this song, another 394,000 children were born into this world. They break like waves of hunger and desire upon these eroded shores, carrying the curses of history, but a history it's unwritten. The oil burns in thick black columns, the buzzsaws echo through the forest floor. They shout, give us our fair share, give us justice. Here comes war! Here comes war! On a gray morning to the south of here, young men in makeshift uniforms peer into the misty light. Then figures dart behind the trees as a snap of rifle rounds echoes out across the fields. Well, they hardly know their secret when they're torn. Yeah, but they recognize the duty to defend the flag hanging limp and bloody above the village church. Well, a thousand miles away, some of those great stories and ones about serial killers.
Their dreams flow into savage toy.
Cheer the siren screaming out across the city. We had three odd nights in succession. The riot season is here again.
Dear Lord, lead us back to the valley of the shadow.
Born in peaceful times. The world in derby spinning around faster, faster. The center cannot hold. Like the world in derby spinning, spinning faster. Ah, oh, the center cannot hold. Yeah, spinning around, spinning, spinning faster, faster, faster. On the Age of Reason!
Okay, we got the message. Put out the lights on the Age of Reason. Hopefully that's not a description of our situation today, but certainly the New Modern Army is alerting us to the possibility. Anyway, final band. And ending on a perhaps a more brighter note. A band called the I Don't Cares. A band composed of Paul Westerberg from The Replacements and Juliana Hatfield, singer in her own right. Their only release was a disc called Wild Stab, combines Westerberg's punk influenced songs and Hatfield's folk rock. And although the pair released only this one disc, it's a charmer, and it's called, the disc itself is called Wild Stab, and the band, the I Don't Cares, and we're going to listen to Paul Westerberg and his partner Juliana Hatfield.
All of these years believing in such something I thought I couldn't touch, believing something that I couldn't see so bad. All this time wasted in pain when I knew it my heart again. There will come a time that I
just a quick note before we sign off here. That is, the band was called the I Don't Cares, a band you're probably going to be hard-pressed to find on the record racks, but certainly a great balance between Westerberg's guitar playing and Juliana Hatfield's great vocals. So we'll probably hear more of that band in the coming weeks. But in the coming week, I'll remind you again that we have a fun drive underway, and beginning next week, February the 7th, and your donations certainly do make a difference, so please consider pledging to your station, and enjoy the rest of your day.